Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Now, it's hard enough keeping in touch with friends these days, but imagine trying to do it with over 80 people. Well, my next guest is Liz Maguire. She lives in Dublin. She's been doing just that, writing to over 80 pen pals based across the USA, UK, France and Germany. A thing from the past. Is it? I've never had a pen pal. I've never been anybody's pen pal that I know of. Anyway, good old-fashioned letters to pen pals is what we're talking about. No Facebook or WhatsApp or whatever else it is from Liz. So Liz is on the line now. Let me see. Liz, how you doing? Are you all right?
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Now, listen, pen pals, how did all this start?
Well, I started with one and it snowballed, but I started by signing up for an exchange that you can find out about online, which is called Penpalooza. So it's PENPALOOZA.com. And it was started by a writer in New York named Rachel Syme, who noticed last summer that there were a lot of people interested in pen paling and that there wasn't really a way to match people up. So she set up the program called Penpalooza, and I found my first pen pal there, and from there it's grown a bit.
Okay, so over, yeah, right, 79 more. Over 80 pen pals in the past. So how did you find them, first of all?
Yeah, so there's a very active community on Twitter, and I think many of us are staying home more than we ever have before. So we're on our computers and our phones, and the need to kind of disconnect from the computer, it can be a bit strange that I say, you know.
Probably what I mean is, like, on Penpalooza, I mean, like, you see these things, and, like, why pick the 80 you picked?
Oh, that was Twitter. So Penpalooza, you're matched with one.
Right.
And then there's a very healthy community on Twitter at the hashtag. So hashtag Penpalooza. And a few of us would sign, kind of, you know, post, oh, I just sent a letter to Germany. And someone might say, oh, I'd love to get a letter from Ireland. Can I send you a postcard? And from there, left, right and center, you grow quickly.
And what kind of things would you learn from your pen pals?
Oh, it's been an incredible year of finding out what life is like for so many people, COVID or non-COVID. And one of the best things about the letters is people include things, you know, about their day to day, but they also include memories and things like that. So it's really wonderful. You kind of get to know these people very intimately, very quickly.
And are some people better than others? Like, would you get an awful lot from one and very few from others?
So there are some people who would send, you know, several letters a month, and then there are others that might send the occasional letter when they can. You're dead on about that. But there's really, because of it being such an international project, there are over 12,000 people participating. So I've been writing letters since the summer of last year, and I would say, you know, some of my most active pen pals might be in the States and vice versa. But you are kind of sending one to two letters a month. And, you know, some of my most active pen pals I've only had three or four letters from, but I feel like I know them very well.
I presume that over the last 12 months, in other words, the COVID 12 months, a pen pal is something that's grown.
Yes. Yeah. It's really, I can't say enough about how wonderful it's been to be able to write letters and to see them travel around the world while we're all at home. It's really been fantastic.
And then let's just go into the stuff. I mean, what are we talking about here? Kind of love, peace, death, hope, war, the works, is it?
Oh, the whole works. I have one pen pal in the States. She sent me, the first letter I ever got from her was 18 pages long. And I remember receiving it and just feeling the weight of the envelope and going, oh, this is going to be a long one. And when I opened it up, you know, I set it to the side and I read it that evening. I had a glass of wine. It was like a short story. And then there are other people who send, you know, a postcard, or it's very popular to include little things in the envelope. So you might include stickers or bookmarks or tea bags or things like that. So, you know, I've got bookmarks from local bookshops in places like Oregon or Wisconsin, places like that in the States that I've never been to. But yet I'm using bookmarks from these places in the books that I'm reading here in Dublin. It's just fantastic.
And do you scour either online or elsewhere, the like equivalent of flea markets and all the rest of it, for old letters?
I do. Oh, you're very good. Yeah, I've been running a project called Flea Market Love Letters since 2017. And I always wanted to write my own letters by collecting vintage letters. I always thought, oh, this would be so romantic to be able to sit down and, you know, put your thoughts onto a page. And through Penpalooza project, I am able to do that. And it's really wonderful because you get to hear all these people's stories coming to you. And for a very long time, I've been sharing the stories of other people from the 1940s, the 1920s and things like that. So to be able to write in the contemporary and to get letter stories back, it's a very full circle moment.
There's never a fear of a backlash, is there? Like, you might be, you know, posting something that was formerly so personal online.
Yeah, so that's very, it's a tender situation. And what I say to that usually is, if I ever posted something, you know, these letters are bought secondhand from places and things like that. So if I ever posted something and someone came upon it and sent me a message and said, you know, that's my granny's letters, I don't want them on Instagram, they'd be in the post the next day, the posts would be down, there'd be an explanation. It's more of a project, Flea Market at least, is more of a project about telling history and kind of talking about the role of letters and why we should continue to write letters this day.
I mean, do you dip, like, I don't know, a nib or a nib into a little vat of ink and do it like in the old days, and do you seal it with some wax and all the rest of it? Because, like, I mean, pen pal, it's a word that suggests a specific era and time, you know, when pens and posted letters, etc.
Well, yeah, I started, I think everyone can kind of remember from the before COVID times, you know, you'd go to conferences and things like that and you'd collect all these pens, right? Mm. And anytime you'd be in the house, you'd say, oh, I need a pen. You'd have one from some conference or whatever it was. And when I started pen palling seriously, I actually used up pens for the first time in my life. I remember the first pen I threw away because I'd used it dry. I was just thinking to myself, I was like, oh, it's a good thing I've got 200 from, you know, the various events in the before times. But yeah, it's a pen and paper project from the heart. And it involves a lot of very cutesy stationery, or you can just write on a legal pad, whatever you like.
And how, like, the average length of a letter that you would write to any one of these 80 people, what would it be?
So I usually write about a 4 to 6 page letter, and that would be about 2 or 3 pages on an A4 sheet.
Yeah.
And I would write anywhere between, you know, 5 to 8 letters a week. Sometimes I've written 12 or 15. I send letters every few days because, especially in the winter, it was a very big motivator for me to kind of get up and get walking when it was still very gray outside, because you'd have this lovely little stack of letters at the door and you'd say, okay, you know, I did those the last few days, put those in the post. And it's just a very good feeling to kind of be able to put those in the post and imagine, you know, where they're traveling and who they're going to. And it's just about connecting and keeping in touch, really.
And the connecting and people in touch, is that really commenting when you write a letter on what they have said in theirs? Or are you constantly spilling out your own life to the 80 people?
Oh, so I love receiving the letters because I feel like people say so much by how little they say. So they might describe something and, you know, you can write a letter back. And again, I'm saying some of these letters, I've only received 2 or 3 letters from people, but they'll just write these little observations and you might write back and you say, like, that was a beautiful way you described that tree, you know, the blooming tree in the back garden. Would is that important to you? Or do you go out there and have your coffee there every morning? And the responses that you might get from them are just beautiful reflections. And I think it's very important. It's a bridge between kind of diary writing and going to meet a friend for a coffee. You know, you might not know your pen pal in person, but you have a very different relationship to them than you might have to somebody that you're texting or something like that. So it can be very, you know, you can talk about yourself a lot, but it's way more fun if you kind of pick something out of the letter and say, tell me a bit more about, you know, that book you've just mentioned or that film you've watched a handful of times. Tell me a bit more about that. And it's a great conversation piece.
I'm sure the postman knows your place pretty well at this stage. So what happens in terms of when all this is supposed to be over anyway? Do you think you will be going to meet any of these people or vice versa?
So I would love to. And I think that's the kind of wonderful thing about, you were saying, you know, the word pen pal and the era and what does that mean? And I think in the 2021 world, it means that people are connecting with writers and friends from other countries that, you know, they wanted to visit. And a lot of the letters I've been receiving lately are, I can't wait till I can travel. Could I come to Dublin? If I came to Dublin, what would we do? And a fun thing I was doing for a while there was kind of writing, you know, what we would do for a day in Dublin. So I had them starting at a cafe on Dawson Street. And then I'd say, you know, I'd take them to the library at Trinity, and then maybe we'd go to Stephen's Green and sit in the sunshine. And it's just, it takes a page, but it's basically just sort of giving that idea of what would a trip be like. And a lot of people have kind of taken that energy and returned it to me and said, you know, oh, well, if you came to my town, we would go to my favorite breakfast spot, and then we might go to this shop because I like what they do. And it's just a fun way to travel on paper. But I suppose a lot of people will be meeting up in person when this is over.
Well, listen, like, for the last 4 years, you've been kind of buying up old letters and diaries from the 1940s. You put them up on the site, the flea market, loveletters.com. And it's a history project to you on that level. But the ones you write yourself and the ones that they write, I mean, what do you think? Would you put any of them up, for instance? Or is that just between you and them?
Oh, it's between myself and them. I had a wonderful opportunity to speak to the writer Rosita Boland from the Irish Times about this, and she asked a very similar question. She said, "You know, will you tell me any specifics from the letters?" And I said, "It's a pen pal. You know, they're still very fresh. There's a difference when the letters are 70 or 80 years old, compared to what you might photograph or something or post about today." So there's a very tight-knit community in the Penpalooza world. We aren't slapping up pictures of people's letters. We're posting envelopes and stickers and tea bags and things, but the letters are still a very personal thing.
And in general, do you think that a lot of these people don't lead the most exciting lives, or they have loads to tell you about the fascinating amount of people that they see and the big families they have, or friends or whatever, the places they go? Or is it mostly, listen, I have plenty of time to do this because I'm not doing an awful lot else?
Oh no, I think some of the women that I would be pen pals with would be moms of, you know, like 3 and 4 year olds, and I'm always fascinated that they have the time to write the sheer amount of letters that they do. But the letters are just the most wonderful things, full of these funny stories about kids that are just kind of, you know, they're leaping off the page at you, and you're wondering, you know, how many people are writers out there that are kind of, they're not able to sit down and write a whole novel, but they might be able to sit down and put pen to paper for 15 minutes to send a letter. And there's just an incredible world that they're able to kind of create. And I would say that every pen pal I have is an interesting person, which is, it's kind of wonderful when every day feels the same to open up a different world with every envelope.
Yeah, we had Rosita on the programme some time back talking about her about her travels called Elsewhere. In fact, funny, this all reminds me really of something my mother did an awful lot of. She'd have her Basildon Bond and her beautiful pen, and off she goes, and literally 20-page letters to her friend in Cork. And she could have, because she was a bit of a talker, she could have rung her. But no, she sends the letter. And I remember always having to go up and post it, etc. So I get it. I mean, like, for instance, there's never going to be a kind of a Christmas present of the coffee table book of, you know, like the emails of Maud Gonne situation. It's always the letters, and that's the way it should be. Because is there something special about the handwriting and just the way it's done and the way you sign off and everything else? Just get in the envelope, let's say.
Yeah. Oh, I think you've hit it on the head there. There's really, I always think of it as this moment that, you know, it's a personal touch in a very different way. And that's not to say that I'm not an advocate for technology. I don't think that WhatsApp is great, especially, you know, with so many people that were isolating and were sheltering and things like that. I was able to use WhatsApp to get in touch with relatives throughout the last year. But at the same time, I've also noticed that those relatives, through my writing the letters to complete strangers, I've received more posts from my family in the last year than I think I ever have. Yeah. Because they're sort of like, oh, well, you know, it might be nice to send Liz a card. And I've gotten an Easter card and a Paddy's Day card, and I'm looking at them, and it's just wonderful because I know from collecting the letters how special it can be to have a family member's penmanship or to have that little piece of them. And so I have a little box where I keep all my family letters as well. But I think the handwriting is really just a beautiful moment of someone sitting down, taking a few moments and just thinking of,
yeah. Well, I'm going to give you a piece of advice. I think 80 is enough. I really think you don't really need any more. By the way, are they all, is everybody female? Are there any males that you'd be writing to?
Sure. So I have two pen pals who would be men, and they are wonderful calligraphists. So I found them on Twitter because they were sharing these postcards they were doing, and the addresses were the most like the Book of Kells on a postcard. I didn't understand what I was seeing. And so I sent them a message. I said, I've got to have one of these. So we exchanged postcards and things like that. But a majority of the writers that I would write most often would be women, and ages, you know, early 20s to 50s and 60s, parents, non-parents, married, all the sort of world that you might see. And it's just wonderful.
Here's a question here at 51552. Somebody's asking, ask your guest, to do airmail envelopes still exist?
They do. And there's also this wonderful type of tape called washi tape. So it's a type of colourful tape that you can buy in all sorts of different patterns and things. And you can get it in the old airmail patterns. So sometimes, because I collect vintage letters, a lot of my pen pal writers would get very excited to kind of send vintage things along my way. So if they can't find the old airmail envelopes, they'll sort of buy up this washi tape and decorate an entire envelope full of the red, white and blue. And
yeah,
it's fantastic to see it come through the door.
Sorry, Liz. Yeah, you're in Dublin. Where are you from in America? I presume you're from America or Canada or somewhere.
Yeah, so I'm in Dublin. I've been here since 3 years now. My parents are in the States. My dad's actually Irish, and he's listening. So he's at home. He's got his breakfast listening to the show. And it's been great. I've family in the Dublin area, and it's really quite wonderful to be able to, hopefully see them soon. But it's also great to be able to write letters to my family back in the States.
And you do write to your family as well, I presume, do you?
Oh, I do. I've a little niece. She's 7, and I bought her a letter pad for Christmas. So she's probably, if you had to ask who my favorite pen pal is, she's probably my favorite pen pal because she writes the most adorable letters. I asked her what her favorite book was in the last letter, and she wrote back, "That is a hard question." No
Right.
answer, just that is a hard question.
Right. Well, that is a good answer. So, first of all, you can check out the stuff that you put up there in terms of the last 4 years, which is fleamarketloveletters.com. And I presume that's it. You're not looking for any more pen pals, are you?
Well, if anybody wants to find out about it, they can find me on Twitter. I'm just at the Liz McGuire.
At the Liz McGuire. Well, listen, Liz, it's been a pleasure. Keep it up. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us on the programme this afternoon.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.